Welcome to How to Go Vegan podcast. I'm Trish Roberts. Hopefully you've looked at the episode Introduction to Plant-Based Nutrition, which included information about vitamin B12. If you haven't listened to that particular episode, I invite you to do so before listening to this one. If you've listened to the introductions on other nutrition episodes, you might want to skip the first 2 minutes. Before I start, I would like to say that at times I'm going to compare animal sources of various nutrients with plant-based sources. If I do this, it's to demonstrate the clear health issues backed by science. Although I do this, I want to be clear that for me, it wouldn't matter if animal-sourced nutrients were better health-wise for us, and even if they were not harmful, I would not want to consume them because they are products of great violence, and also because we can be vegan and we can easily meet our nutrition requirements from a balanced plant-based diet and other non-animal sources. But I will demonstrate the differences between plant versus animal sources with some examples of non-animal nutrition studies to demonstrate how superior a plant-based diet is. Some of the information I'll provide in these episodes about nutrition are sourced from the site nutritionfacts.org, which personally I find to be very beneficial. It freely provides regular science-based public information on the latest in nutrition research. So I invite you to check it out, and please read my full disclaimer about external sites. This podcast is about vitamin D. Since the main importance of vitamin D is in calcium uptake, I strongly suggest listening to the calcium podcast episode first. What is particularly important before we discuss vitamin D is that there is plenty of calcium in an ordinary, balanced, plant-based diet. Getting sufficient dietary calcium is generally never the problem. Although we may get plenty of calcium in our diet, there is the problem of calcium uptake. We may be getting plenty of calcium in our food, but if we do not have enough vitamin D and magnesium in our system, we may not absorb it. This is true whether or not we are eating a plant-based diet, and in the case of vitamin D, whether or not we think we are getting adequate sunshine. So I'll speak a little about vitamin D, which is essential to calcium uptake. Magnesium is also essential to calcium uptake, but magnesium, like calcium, is found in plants, and I talk about that in a separate podcast episode. While most nutritionists point out that the 600 milligrams recommended daily quantity of calcium is easily obtainable in a plant-based diet, they also point out that the body's ability to use this calcium is dependent on two factors, sufficient vitamin D and sufficient magnesium. Vitamin D is the most problematic of these. The body can synthesize it from sunlight, but not from food, and there is not much found in animal products except very fatty fish or fish oil, cod liver oil being one of the highest sources, but the Vitamin D Council recommend against using cod liver oil because it has a lot more vitamin A than D, and you can easily raise your vitamin A to a harmful level trying to get enough vitamin D. Fish oils also have all the problems outlined in my podcast on omega-3 oils. In the case of plants, vitamin D is found in small amounts in mushrooms. Of course, we could always sunbathe without sunscreen for 15 to 30 minutes in the midday sun on a sunny day, and that would generally supply a young person with all the vitamin D they need, but this would not be advisable since skin cancer, including melanoma, is on the rise. The darker our skin, the longer we need, up to the maximum 30-minute sunlight to get the full benefit. Apart from the obvious danger of developing skin cancer with too much sun exposure, there are other problems with sunbathing. Glass in windows blocks the UVB that is needed for vitamin D production, so sunbathing must be done outside. After we pass the age of 50, vitamin D synthesis declines, so obtaining enough vitamin D from sunlight may not be possible for older people. In the winter months and in higher latitudes, sunlight is weaker. In New York, light-skinned people can't produce much from November to March. In Edmonton, Canada, the period where you don't get enough UV is extended from October through April. For those of us with darker skin, the period when we can't get enough sun is even longer. Similar conditions applied in the Southern Hemisphere. And sunbathing without sunscreen is not recommended for the reasons I mentioned previously, especially in the Southern Hemisphere, where there is a hole in the ozone layer. If you're young and living in at least a semi-tropical area and spend some time outdoors without sunscreen around midday, you may be fine. It would seem that obtaining adequate levels of vitamin D is somewhat difficult these days because most of us live an increasingly sedentary and indoor life, and therefore there is an increasing number of people globally who have mild to severe levels of vitamin D deficiency. This is often worse for people who have high levels of melanin in their skin, including both those with a naturally darker skin and those with a deep tan, because they need more sun exposure to get the same benefit. If you look online, there are a few plant sources for vitamin D. There is information about mushrooms because they will synthesize vitamin D like our skin does when their gills are exposed to UV light. But to have the benefit, like our skin, they need UV exposure. Someone who lived in the UK who suffered from very low vitamin D levels exposed mushrooms for 2 days under a UV light and then ate them. He did this for several months, and his vitamin D blood levels rose. But this is a solution that only works for the very dedicated and involves buying a lot of mushrooms, which can be fairly expensive. They certainly are where I live. For most of us, it isn't very practical. Because vitamin D deficiency is a global problem today, testing is something anyone, vegan or non-vegan, should request when they go to see their local doctor to get their blood taken. Every 1 to 2 years is advisable. We should be aware that checking for either B12 or vitamin D is not part of a standard blood screen. After the summer months is the best time to have vitamin D checked. A few years ago, we discovered that my partner, who was frequently working outside for much of the day, had critically low levels of vitamin D. We were surprised and had never suspected because most general blood tests don't test for vitamin D. Over the last few years, there have been many articles about the increasing number of people globally, including outdoor workers, who have low D levels. And this is of concern because low D levels can make us susceptible to serious illnesses like breast cancer and other forms of cancer, osteoporosis, diabetes type 2, etc. So what can we do about D deficiency? If we find we have low blood levels of D, there are supplements available. We should check with our doctor first before taking them, because if our D levels are too high, we may absorb too much calcium with the effects I mentioned earlier. So is there a vegan vitamin D we can take? Yes, there are basically two sorts of vitamin D supplements presently available. D2, which is not animal sourced and is usually sourced from yeast and is the same as the one in mushrooms. D3 can be derived either from plant or animal sources, but mostly it is animal sourced. If we want to use a vegan D3, we need to make sure that it's vegan by checking the ingredients and also the production process, because there can be some that claim to be vegan D3, but which start the process using animal ingredients. So it's good to check with the supplier about the actual ingredients as well as whether the production process used animal source ingredients. Most D3 supplements are sourced from sheep's wool, lanolin. I take a D3 which is vegan and derived from plants. My D levels have been fine since taking these supplements. Vitamin D supplements are not always needed, but I really think that to be safe, whether one is vegan or not, it's probably a good idea to keep a check on one's blood levels and probably at least take a supplement regularly during the winter months. Something which is good to remember, and that is that taking vitamin D with the largest meal improves absorption and results in higher blood levels of vitamin D and will result in about a 50% increase in blood levels. Vitamin D is not something that is a problem specifically for vegans, but it is an important vitamin that is not something we can get from food, and it is necessary in order for the body to use the calcium we get. Both vegans and non-vegans can have problems with vitamin D, but that is easily monitored and corrected with supplements. If you haven't already done so, please also check out my podcast episodes on calcium and magnesium. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye for now.